USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Oklahoma plans to execute a man this morning who was convicted of killing an older couple and committing other crimes before authorities nabbed him in Texas 20 years ago. 62-year-old Scott James Eisenberg is scheduled to receive a lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister at 10:30 a.m. local time. The Department of Homeland Security has responded to a Republican congressman's efforts to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for high crimes and misdemeanors and violating his constitutional oath of office. The reply stated, "Congress can do better," end quote. The resolution notes over 5.5 million illegal aliens have crossed our southern border under the leadership of Secretary Mayorkas. California is getting much-needed rain, but at a cost. Tens of billions of dollars in lost productivity and widespread damage is being reported. The death toll from California's stream of storm systems went to 18 on Wednesday. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office is reporting the body of a 43-year-old woman was found inside her submerged car in Forestville. That's just over an hour's drive north of San Francisco, California. Storms are expected to keep hitting the state through the 18th of this month. Now that we know the COVID vaccine did not stop you from getting sick, the fallout from those being fired for not taking the jab could be costly.
The lawsuit filed in court in Connecticut Wednesday. Former ESPN reporter Allison Williams and producer Beth Faber claim they were wrongfully fired back in 2021 when they refused to get COVID shots as required by ESPN policy at the time. The ladies are making arguments rooted in their religious beliefs and civil rights, both women seeking punitive damages against ESPN, although it's not clear how much. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Redheads unite. Today is officially Kiss-a-Ginger Day in America. USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It looks like the FAA systems failure that grounded flights Wednesday for a couple of hours is not the work of hackers.
A corrupted file is being blamed for shutting down an FAA computer program which sends vital information to pilots and air traffic controllers. That system outage caused a complete ground stoppage of all domestic flight departures early Wednesday morning.
As you might imagine, a critical system like this has a lot of redundancy built into it with backups. So we need to understand why, with all of that redundancy, it still rose to the level that there had to be a ground stop lasting about an hour and a half.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there's no evidence this was a cyber attack, but it can't be completely ruled out at this point either. I'm John Schaefer.
Police are moving forward Thursday with the clearance of a condemned village in the western German town of Lützerath, where activists are holding out against its demolition to make way for the expansion of a coal mine in the area. ZDF Television is reporting more than 200 activists have already left the site voluntarily. The clearance of the hamlet should be concluded sometime today. Nassau County GOP officials are calling on Representative George Santos, a Republican from New York, to resign from his post amid a flurry of allegations that he fabricated key details of his resume. On Wednesday, Nassau County Republican Party Chairman Joseph Cairo said he is a disgrace to the House of Representatives and we do not consider him one of our congresspeople. End quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,